I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
You remember, we were shipwrecked together.
Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. My co-host is Greg Kot. And if you want to be the first to hear these bonus podcasts, become a Sound Opinions member on Patreon, like Theo Polly. We so appreciate your support, Theo. In these days of dwindling advertising, it is the listeners of this show that keep it coming to you week after week. As you know, Greg and I have so much music we are eager to talk about on any given day that we're never at a loss. That's why we have these bonus podcasts. We add a track to the Desert Island Jukebox and play you a song that on this day and time we can't live without. Greg, can you give us a little hint?
Yes, Jim. I'm going to play a song that was a huge R&B hit in two very different versions. One version does not sound anything at all like the initial one, and it's they were both great.
All right. We'll find out what that is in just a minute.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
And we are back. It's time to hear this R&B track that Greg was teasing us with.
Yeah, Jim, you and I did an event actually the other night celebrating this book, The Two Lives of Sarah by Catherine Adele West, where she talks about a woman's life in Memphis in the early 60s, and the radio is her constant companion playing songs. And the music is integral to the book's evolution. The characters, the plot, the music is sort of like a soundtrack in your head. And she actually compiles a playlist, I think, of the songs that are in the record, which is amazing. Highly recommend the book, The Two Lives of Sarah, Catherine Adele West, and I highly recommend the soundtrack. She drew me back to One Mint Julep, a track that I've always loved in the incarnation by Ray Charles, which she plays. It reminded me that the song had an earlier incarnation with a doo-wop group called The Clovers.
Mm.
The song was initially recorded in 1952 by this doo-wop group, and it was really a foundational element in the evolution of Atlantic Records, which became the premier R&B soul label of the 50s and into the 60s. I mean, there wouldn't be soul music as we know it without Atlantic's contributions. And the Clovers were a key element in that. What you hear in their version of this song is doo-wop used to be sort of sentimental, romantic music. It was very much ballad-oriented. And suddenly these guys are picking up the tempo. There's a groove to it. There's a rhythm to it. And the lyrics are, shall we say, a little bit risque. One Mint Julep, and this guy ends up having 6 kids all because of One Mint Julep. That's basically
one drink.
One drink leads to a life of naughtiness, right?
That's essentially the
theme of the song.
I thought it was that every time he dared drink the demon alcohol, he wound up with another kid.
Well, and he kept blaming the One Mint Julep. Of course, there was probably more than one involved, But the point being that this was about drinking and having fun and maybe getting out of hand, and the next thing you know, you've got adult responsibilities that you really don't know how to handle. And the guy's regretting it. The track was written by a guy named Rudolph Toombs. He was an artist in his own right, but the songwriting was where it really comes to light in terms of his talent. He was one of Ruth Brown's primary songwriters. Ruth Brown had a ton of hits in the 50s, and he also wrote One Mint Julep for the Clovers, and the Clovers had a breakthrough hit with it in 1952. Ray Charles loved the song. He was on it. He was signed to Atlantic Records the year after this song was a hit. And, you know, Ray basically took gospel, secularized it. They started calling it soul music thanks to Ray Charles' remarkable voice, piano playing, songwriting. He was just a genius on all levels. In 1961, he once again proved his genius by inventing the jazz soul genre. He was extremely influential on jazz musicians in the 50s and into the 60s, where they started incorporating, the jazz world began incorporating soul grooves into their music because of what Ray was doing with R&B at the time. And in 61, he recorded the album Genius Plus Soul Equals Jazz. He basically laid it all out. You know, we can do this. We're merging these art forms just the way I merged gospel with R&B to create soul. You know, let's do it the same thing with jazz and soul. You know, we've got something here. There's something cool about it. So he hires Count Basie's band, basically, to back him up on this record, and he's playing Hammond organ for the first time on a recording. So he's innovating all over the place. He loved the Clovers song, but he turns it into an instrumental jam.
It becomes
it just grooves. And there's no lyrics. There's, you know, they dispense with the Clovers lyrics, but he just loved the groove of that Clovers record. And now he's channeling it. So we've got two versions of the song, both equally great. One by the Clovers and one by Ray Charles, One Mint Julep. That's a twofer of bonus podcast DIJ. So I, you know, you need two quarters, you know, instead of just one.
Give us 50 cents, please, on Patreon. We appreciate it. Good choice, Greg, and a fascinating story. Sound Opinions, as always, is produced by Alex Claiborne, Andrew Gill, our associate producer, Sol Delgadillo, and our Columbia College intern, Max Hatlam. Social media is handled by Katie Cott.